Hey, Tony, are you there? Can you hear me?
Yeah. I'm listening.
How are you doing today, brother?
Oh, I'm doing all right, man. You know, sounds like you guys are, you know, the only thing I have to ask so far is like, you know, why how the opening became.
Well, you know, Terry, I'm going to shoot you straight, brother. I, far and foremost, Carol tells me you're a vet, brother. Thank you for your service. Appreciate that. I come from a long list of vets. I'm not a vet myself, but, you know, Air Force, Army, and Marines are, part of the fam. So, I definitely thank you for what you guys do, man. So the position on the first page opens up, for numerous reasons, right? I mean, the last time we had one open, usually it was about 4 months ago. A lot of the times, whether a company, you know, just, you know, is unable to continue to pay, you know, to stay on the first page, or they close doors or whatever the case is. I mean, we don't get notified the exact reason. We just get notified that the position is opened on Google. And as their premier part, as their premier partners, Google, if I'm shooting you straight, I mean, Google just doesn't want a slot open on the first page. You know, that's what they don't want. They're like, hey, man, we need to get this filled in now. So it's
right. I mean, it could be they just had a big enough customer base after being there a while, you know, and they just said, hey, I don't need to pay for this service anymore.
That could be a very, very good reason, to be quite frank. I've heard of that many times before. Where they're just like,
so
hey.
when I hear Google and that kind of thing, I'm hearing, you know, I hear like, well, we're Google, these guys are going to pay.
Right. Well, here's the way that this works, Terry. Now, AWater and more, when you say AWater, I mean, are we talking about like, installation, irrigation system, draining? What exactly do you specialize in?
Okay, unlike most plumbers, I kind of entertain just about all fields of plumbing. I do well repair. I do drainage clogs. I do jetting for drains. I do leaks, busted lines, water heater rebuilds and installation. I also do irrigation, installation from scratch for irrigation. I also do anything in the realm of water treatment. You know, if you got iron, you got hard water, you need a quality drinking system like reverse osmosis. I do the whole thing. I do chemical injection systems. Did I miss something? Shower valves. I'll do those all day. A lot of people don't like doing shower valves, but there's good money in it.
Okay. And you do the water treatment, you said, as well?
Yes, I also do water treatment.
Okay. All right.
And a lot of people, you know, a lot of people don't know this, you know, a lot of, 9 out of 10 times you can rebuild your water heater with new thermostats and elements and everything, make it like brand new if the integrity of the tank's there. And a lot of guys won't provide that service because they want to sell them a whole brand new water heater. And that's where I would be appealed by a customer versus somebody that just wants to sell them a new get-up.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And then I was reading through the notes here with Tara. She tells me that you are work with Home Advisor and Thumbtack in the past. How's that working for you, Terry?
You know, I've been with Thumbtack, I don't know, about 2 weeks now.
Mm-hmm.
And Home Advisor, I just started. And I didn't know Home Advisor and Andy's List was the same thing. I thought I was getting Angie's List, you know, and it turned out it's Home Advisor, and I was like, oh, okay, they're the same people.
Home Advisor, Angie's List, and Angie's. It's actually three companies. They're all the same guys, you know.
Right.
I'm not one to ever badmouth any company, Terry, but I've been doing this for many years, and if you look into it, you will find the reason why they have changed their names three times in the last 7 years. And it's not a good reason, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I've got my, I've been thinking it all today, you know, the two leads I got from them, you know, one last night and one today, it was from the same two guys that worked at the same company, and they're very, very hard to get a hold of, you know. And yeah, I'm going out this afternoon to give a guy a quote this afternoon. I was like, thinking in the back of my head, is these guys actually work for the company that supplies the leads, and they're just saying, throwing this out to make it look like I'm, you know.
HomeAdvisor, I mean, they've been sued so many times, and that's why they continue to change their name, brother. And the way that they operate is that, you know, that same lead that they gave you, they shoot it over to about six or seven other business owners, and everyone is scattering for that lead, right, to try to get that job, and usually is the low baller that gets it, right, that calls the client and says, hey, how much did Terry tell you? Oh, well, Terry said this amount of money, and okay, well, then I'll charge you this X amount. That's just a horrible way to do business, man, right? I mean, where you're competing, you're competing for work, you gotta downsell your work. I mean, it's just, I don't know how they keep operating. And you know, like I said, I don't like to badmouth any other company because I don't think that's how business should be done. I'm just shooting you some facts.
Exactly.
But I'm gonna be a straight shooter. I mean, not just because we work here alongside with Google, but you know, if any of these companies that you were working with, you found any type of pleasure in, I mean, you're going to find Google, I mean, you'll be the judge of it. You'll see the difference immediately of what Google can provide to you compared to what these third-party companies can do, right? Now, let me ask you, Terry, have you done a website for the company, or you haven't got to that yet?
I've been talking to these people at this company called House Call Pro,
mm-hmm.
and they got some special, kind of like, you know, because I'm in the door special. They've been talking to me about it. I sent the guy an email, you know, a few days ago, but he hasn't, you know, contacted me again. I don't know if I got lost in translation somehow, but, you know, I guess I need to recontact him again, but, he said he could do something for me in that regard, and they have, like, it's like a whole, it's like service titan type setup for, you know, ticketing and estimates and that kind of thing.
Gotcha. Well, the reason that I was asking you that, Terry, is that part of the service that we offer, since we do want to place you, and we will be placing you on the first page of Google if we move forward to work with you, we would build the website for you, for A Plus Water and More, and we don't charge you anything additional. It would already be included within the service. Okay.
Okay. Just, is it like a one-page website, or is it multiple pages?
No,
it would be
multiple pages. It looks very legit, very professional. Here, I'll send you a text message with the sample site so you can take a quick look at it.
Oh, cool.
I just sent it over to you. Let me know if you got it, brother.
Hold on. Speaker here, okay?
Yeah, perfect. It's going to be a link. Once you open it up, it's going to say Four Elements Plumbing. I chose a random one here because I know you do different things, but, you know, just so you can have an idea of what it would look like.
Okay.
Let me know when you see that. I'll run through this with you.
All right, here it is right here. Four Elements Plumbing, LLC.
LLC, yeah.
Here for all your companies. All right.
So right there where it says Four Elements Plumbing, obviously the headline there would say A Plus Water and More LLC, right? And then right underneath that, if you scroll down where it says Our Services, this is where we would list, Terry, the services that you provide the public, right? So, I mean, in this case, this company, they do faucet repair, emergency plumbing, sink repair, copper rebeam, severe repairs, and gas leak repair. Okay, so everything that we went over earlier that you said, you know, the irrigation that you do, the installation, the water treatment, the drain, the plumbing, all of that would be listed on the site. And then if you have pictures of the work that you do, Terry, we can also post those on the website as well. Okay.
Okay.
You know, we will list those on here as well. And then right under that, if you just scroll a little bit under that, it says about us. This is where we will talk about the experience that you have on the field, right, Terry? I mean, we want to put you out there and make sure that you stand out among the rest, and talk about you and the experience that you have, you know, doing the work that you do, okay? And then right underneath that, it says, trust our plumbing experts. We'll list you under reliable, consistent customer satisfaction with a great response time, okay? And then right underneath that, again, that's what I'm saying, it's multiple pages, you know, where it says contact us. The client can schedule an appointment through the website if they like. And then right underneath that, where it says quick and reliable, hours of operation, you know, we will list what hours you're able to take calls from the clients. And then under navigation, obviously, how far outside of Fort White and what cities you're willing to cover. For most clients that do the work that you do, Terry, obviously, monetary compensation will determine how far you're willing to go for a client, right? Because it has to make sense. You know, you're not
right, exactly.
You're not going to drive an hour away to get, you know, $80. I mean, then, you know,
yeah,
30 of it is going to go in your gas tank, and now you're just working for $50. Doesn't make much sense.
And,
right?
And that's the other thing. I don't want to work for people that are that cheap. You know, you're going to be going to the slums, the areas, you know.
Exactly, brother. I think, you know, I mean, just by the way that you're talking, I mean, I think, you know, you're going to see an excellent benefit on Google, because, like, Tara told you, the calls will, I don't know if she had mentioned to you, because the calls will now be coming directly to you, right? So, I mean, now you would be the one taking the call directly from the client, right? And you will negotiate with the client and make sure you guys are meeting at, you know, the same level when it comes to pricing, you know. And I say that because a lot of companies intercept these calls, right, and then they determine who they want to send the call to. And it doesn't work like that with Google, right? The customer will be in direct contact with you. So aside from building you a website, we will list you on the first page, Terry, right alongside of Snyder Plumbing, Benjamin Franklin, Dark River, Aaron's Plumbing, Agua Turf, Everlast Irrigation, Grace Irrigation, and AB Construction. Not sure if you heard of any of these companies before, Terry.
Well, I had to tell you, I used to work for Snyder and Benjamin Franklin. So
did you really?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, and those guys are all snakes that work over there.
How ironic is that, brother, that, you know, you work for these guys,
yeah.
And then, you know, I don't know if they know your company or they know, you know, that, you know, who you are.
Well, one of the guys does. The one branch manager knows, so.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they pay their people a commission.
Oh,
so,
do they?
Let's
okay.
Say, oh, yeah. So they get like 18% of what they do. So they don't pay them hourly or nothing. Only the new people get the hourly, and then they decide to change it over. Their prices are very expensive. So for somebody like me, I know I can beat whatever they have and still make out good.
Brother, I'll tell you this much, man. If we work together, they're not going to be big fans of you coming up as one of the top options if they know that.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. So that's how I got informed about the Andy's thing or Yelp thing, you know. And I was like, well, you know, if they're on it and people are calling them, they're getting leads from it, you know. I'm going to buy into it a little bit, at least for a little bit, you know.
Right. Well, I'll tell you this much. They're getting a lot more work from Google than they are Andy's. I'll tell you that much, man. Because they're coming up as one of the top recommended companies, right? So that's where we would be listing A-plus water. You would be coming up also on this first page right alongside of these guys. Okay, so anytime anybody goes in there and they look at any, you know, if they look for any of the keywords that you do, right, it has to be a service that you offer the public, right? It cannot be something you don't offer, obviously. So anytime they go on there and they look for any of the services, A-plus water and more is also going to come up right alongside of your ex-buddies.
which I find quite
ironic. They're going to be like, hey, man, what the hell are you doing here?
Well, they put in water heaters for $2,000 to $3,000. And, you know, old Terry here, he can do it for $1,500 and beat him every time.
Jesus,
still make
Christ,
out like a bandit.
You think about that, man, and that's just, I mean, you know, I mean, you're doing the same work for about 30% of a savings. I mean, I don't see, wow, that's just crazy because, you know what, it's just, it's not that you're, you know, undercutting these guys. I mean, obviously, they're just really expensive, man. Especially if they're, you know, they have their guys out there working off a commission. I mean, they got to compensate for that commission, you know.
Well, that's how the plumbing trade's starting to go. That's the new plumber coming in through down south and up here to North Florida. They're training all the guys to be salesmen and plumbers. So you're a plumber like me, and you go in the door with them. They put you through the sales training, and you mock with your, you know, other people that are in there with you, and they go through tactics, everything else, and you camp out on these leads, and you get these people to love you. You build their trust and talk about things in common, and they talk about warranties and stuff to make them feel better, and that's why you're paying more, you know. And, you know, it's interesting. I'm glad I got to go through that training and everything, but at the same time, it's not traditional plumbing. They just want these guys to do two or three service calls a day versus the traditional plumber. He just wants to get in and get out to the next call and make his money at a fair rate. And now these guys, they're all about building the value, and they'll change things out that don't even need to be, you know.
Insane, because you know what, I watch these shows on TV sometimes where they do like these little stings where they call in you know, guys to come do like the HVAC or the plumbing, and they try to, you know, see if these guys are honest, and now, you know, when you're telling me this, I'm like, man, that's that sounds
well,
a lot like
real. Well, they have training for that as well.
Really?
So, yeah, they have training for that specific thing. And then what they do is, because they don't trust anybody, they micromanage every little thing you do. So you have minimum stock on your truck, and they inventory it every month, and the counts have got to be right, and it's got to be on your own time because you're paid a commission. So when it's convenient for them, you got to go over there and count it all out for a couple hours with them or whatever. And they don't give you any cards. If you got to pick up any materials, you got to go get in line at Lowe's, and they have to do a telephone order to say it's okay and pay for it over the phone for you to pick up anything you need. It's just the whole process. You know, no real plumber is going to want to jump through those kind of hoops. You know, it's just, I told them to take a hike. I said, I'm not working here, you know.
Well, you know,
I stayed just long enough because I was curious about their training, you know.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, man, I mean, good for you, man, that you, you know, you said, you know what, screw all of this, man. Let me start my own gig. And, you know, I mean, you know, that you're no longer, you know, there with Snyder Benjamin. I mean, it's, I mean, again, more power to you on that end, brother.
Oh, okay. You know, we got to have the final talk here. How much damage am I looking at monthly or whatever it is?
Let's talk turkey, right?
right.
one last question, Terry. Are you on any social media platform by any chance?
No.
Okay, you don't have.
I mean, I'm on Facebook. I'm on. I have Facebook, and that's it.
Okay. Well, the reason that I ask is that we work hand by hand with Facebook, so we would promote your Facebook page. And then we would run ads on Facebook for A-Plus Water. I'm not sure if you've ever done ads on Facebook, but they're very successful when you're running ads. Are you familiar how ads on Facebook work by any chance, Terry, or not?
No, I just have my personal stuff on Facebook for family and what have you and friends.
Oh, okay. You don't have a business for A-Plus Water.
No, I probably should do that, yeah.
Absolutely. We would actually, you know, help you build one, and we wouldn't charge you anything additional for that. It would already be included within the service. And the way that this works is that, and you can try this. It's actually pretty interesting. If you go on your phone right now, right, let's just put as an example, and you type anything on your phone, like electrician, Google's going to give you a list of like the five, you know, five, six, seven first electricians in the area, right? And then you get to choose whichever one, obviously, you want to call. If you go on your Facebook, you'll start just scrolling through your friends, you know, looking at in the news or whatever the case is. And then suddenly you're going to see ads that are popping up for electricians on your ads on Facebook. And you're like, wait a minute, why am I getting ads for electricians? Well, earlier in the day, you were on Google looking for an electrician. So Google sends that information over to Facebook. So the same concept, right? Anyone that gets on Google and they're looking, you know, for irrigation, for installation, for water treatment, that same person, when they go on their Facebook account, they would see ads that we would run for A-plus water and more. And believe me,
I noticed that on things I click, as soon as it's going through the domain or whatever, it's Google Lead Services, it always says, or whatever.
Yeah, so this is what Google refers to as retargeting, brother. It works as a miracle, man. Our clients, they love the ads on Facebook because it generates quite a bit of work. And then lastly, brother, we also work with Apple, right? For anyone that has an iPhone and does any searches, they use what is called Safari on the iPhone. So we would also list A-plus water through the Apple site. But here's the bottom line, brother. I mean, regardless if we work with Facebook, we do the ads, we do Bing, Yelp, Apple, all these platforms we will list you on, and they do create traffic. But if I'm being a straight shooter, man, nothing is going to compare to that first page of Google, Terry. I mean, that's where the real golden ticket is at, and that's why your buddies are there, right? Because that's what keeps them busy, you know? So
I got you.
Let's get down to the price.
So, I know we're building value here, but at the same time, I got to, you know, need to start now, man. You know.
All right. You know. Let me get down to brass, you know what. Okay. Well, not to keep you anymore. I did apply our vet rate, because we do have a vet rate, and that actually
is
quite a bit of a generous adjustment on the pricing, Terry. So it's actually quite affordable, brother. And this includes the website, just so you know. And it includes the ads on Facebook. You're only looking at, with the adjustment, you're only looking at $249 a month with a $99 one-time setup fee. The $99, all of our new clients pay that only the first month. But every month after, you would be paying a flat rate of $249, and this is not a lead service provider, right, Terry? So it doesn't matter how many jobs you get, how many phone calls, how many leads. All you would be paying is $249. Despite of how many jobs you get, whether you get 15 or you get 18 of them, the $249 will not change, okay? And
okay, all right, Mario. I got something for you here. I mean, everything sounds good.
I'm listening. Pretty
and everything.
I'm listening.
All right, so, you know, while you were telling me about, you know, Google and electricians, you know, a little bit, I decided to click on what you had told me a few minutes prior to that about the list of Rowe with Snyder and Benjamin and so forth. And I did that instead of electricity because I wanted to see the actual placement of how it was. It looks like it's like Snyder and then some other company, and then Benjamin or something like that. And then you have the other companies that talked about at the bottom end. It's only showing you the three top ones in the beginning. Those other ones at the end, they don't show them unless you want to hit more.
No, so on the business section, right there, where if you hit, let's say you hit like plumbing, right? Plumbing near Fort White, right? So Keep in mind that when people go on Google, Terry, they're going to type in the services that they're looking for. When you hit in, let's say you hit plumbing near Fort White, you're going to get Snyder, you're going to get Benjamin, you're going to get Bars, you're going to get Dark Rider Plumbing, Aaron's Plumbing, Kevin's Mobile Plumbing, and AB Construction as part of the top recommended results. Okay? So we would list you under all the categories that you're doing, Terry, right? Because you're not only doing plumbing, right? So that's also going to set you aside from Snyder and Benjamin, because now A-plus water is going to come up on Google as one of the top recommended for a lot more services than what your buddies are providing. Plumbing is just one that you do, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, you want to hear something even funnier? So when I went to Snyder and Benjamin to try them out, you know, to see if they were a right fit for me, you know, the people running the show there, they don't offer more services because they're not qualified. They're too scared to send their people out there because they don't know what they're doing. And, you know, that's why they don't offer the service. So, you know, and they don't trust anybody to do it that even knows how to do it. I even offered, I'll go out there and fix their well, whatever. No. You know, we don't want any issues. We don't want to risk losing our license. I said, you have a plumbing license. Why are you worried about losing your license? I mean, because they just, yeah, is that insane? But so, because they're a chain, you know, that's why everybody at every company should be licensed, because when you work for a chain and you got a bunch of people working for you that aren't licensed plumbers, well, you can't trust anybody because you had one idiot do something stupid. Now you can't trust anybody. But you still want to keep the franchise open and make money. And that's why they won't offer it. So had to laugh at this stuff.
I had no idea that was the case. They don't offer the services. It's their, you know, that's what's preventing them from actually doing that.
Now it makes sense, right?
It does. And Terry, just so you know, this is not a contract, Terry. It's a month-to-month service. What does that mean? It means that you have the right. I mean, when you're on Google services, there's no contract, which means that you can cancel the service anytime. But, I mean, let's be straight with one another. We're keeping you busy. I promise that you're not going to want to cancel the service, because at the end of the day, what matters, brother, are the results, right? I mean, everything else is a whole bunch of mumbo jumbo, man. You know, at the end of the day, if we're keeping you busy, which, you know, being part of that first page will do, and we're keeping that consistency flow of work coming in, we're going to be able to keep a long-term relationship with A+, right? Because, again, we understand that the only way that we can be, you know, in a relationship with your company on a long-term basis is by producing results and obviously giving you where to pay that monthly payment from, right? I mean, we have to make sure that we're keeping you busy, because here's the bottom line. You know, if you're successful, that's, you know, our success as well. Because this is what we show to Google and say, hey, you know, the companies that we're working with are definitely being successful. And that's how we keep that partnership, because Google is very particular on who they partner with, you know. Now, Terry, are you taking pictures of the work that you do out on the field?
Oh, yeah, I got plenty of pictures. That's not a problem.
Okay.
I only have one thing standing in my way, and I'm going to find out by the end of the week, you know, if it's going to happen. There's a company called the Collier Companies. They pretty much have property, apartment buildings and houses everywhere in the state of Florida, but especially in Gainesville, their hometown. You know, Gator Country, of course. At any rate, by the end of this week, I should find out if I'm going to be a vendor for them. Yeah, so it's going to be guaranteed work with no leads involved. The guy, the maintenance guy at the property, is going to call me up and say, hey, I need you to swap out a water heater or whatever. And I don't have to look for nothing, you know, at multiple properties, not just one property, you know.
That's
they have over 10,000 apartments.
I mean, you think.
Yeah, they have over 10,000. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry. I'm listening.
But so, you know, if I have that, I'm going to be too busy to take on too much more, you know. And so I'm like, you know, I don't want to tell you yes right now, even though everything you've told me is sounds wonderful. And out of everybody I've spoken to, you know, I like, you know, what Google has to offer in you. You know, and if I didn't have anything else going on, I'll know it by the end of the week. You know, but I understand if you got to fill that spot with somebody else. You know, I understand that you can't wait or whatever. But, you know, if you can.
Yeah, unfortunately, we cannot, Terry. I mean, I wish I could tell you we could, but, I mean, here's the thing. whether even that works out for you, right? I mean, you being on Google will give you that that luxury to be able to cherry pick your leads, right? I mean, to be able to say, okay, well, I'll do this job. I don't. I mean, I'm just going to be straight with you, brother. I didn't come here to waste your time, man. I mean, if you're able to swing that 249, I would say give Google a shot. I mean, despite whether you get that contract or not, I mean, being as one of the top recommended companies is going to speak volumes about A+. Right? If you want to, you know, put your company in a position where it's going to have a, you know, more exposure, people know who you are. I'm not sure if you're trying to grow the business, but that is something definitely Google could do for you. Right? You know.
No, I don't want to have to worry about other people's work, you know. I just want to stay with myself.
No, that's awesome.
You know, that's awesome. Yeah, I have a particular way I do things, and, you know, everybody has their own way they do things, and when I lay my head down at night, I want to be able to sleep, so.
Well, here's the thing, like I said, brother, I mean, you know, if you're able to swing that, I mean, it's your company, brother. At the end of the day, you're going to manage it however you want, you know, but I tell you this much, I mean, that's why there's no contract, right? I mean, you could try it out for a couple of months.
Right.
And see how, you know, how Google operates and how it runs. I can assure you that you're going to love the service. I mean, mostly because of the work that it's going to bring in for you. Cause like I said, at the end of the day, that's what matters are the results, man. And I think you're going to be pretty happy.
Right. No contract there. That's appealing.
Yeah. No contract whatsoever, brother. So you could try it out a month, 2 months, whatever you want. Right. You know, and if the other thing takes off for you, then if you don't need Google anymore, then you're like, hey, man, you know what? I'm going to pause this for now. And when, you know, things get slow, you know, we'll reinitiate it. But at least, and this is what I tell clients, at least you guarantee yourself that position on that first page. And that's what some people don't grasp, right? Is that, okay, now A+, now you just separated that spot for you on that first page. And believe me that 249 is a very small ROI.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. I'll tell you what, Mario.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes sense. I agree with you. You know, if I didn't have this thing with Thumbtack and Home Advisor already, and you were the first person I was going to talk to, you know, it would be a no-brainer for me. But the mere fact, you know, that I'm already involved with them, I can at least give a solid month before I do anything with it. And this Akaier thing, you know, if that kicks off, I may not even need to use them, you know, but I like the idea what you said. You're spot on about cherry picking things. You know, I agree with that 100%. You know,
this is what I can do, Terry. Again, you know, I promise, brother, I'm not trying to waste your time, man, just so I'm clear. Like I said, it's your company. I mean, you're going to run it the way that you see it best fit, right? I mean,
what my downfall is this.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
You have so many people,
mm-hmm.
you know, in those Google picks. When I get more, if it showed me the first three, like Snyder, Bars, and you know, the Bars is probably the only bona fide plumber I've seen on the whole list. And they're based in the same town I am, and that's the only reason I know them. But in Benjamin, and those are the first things that pop up along with the mapping once you hit them in Google. And then for you to say if you don't like looking at one of those three people, you don't see any of the other people that are on that list until you look at the bottom and you click more, and then it shows the other off-the-wall companies that are kind of in the field, like specialized irrigation on one or whatever. Right. And unless you click that, you're not going to see any of that. Starting out being on top of the list.
Here's the thing. I mean, there's the first page, and then when you click onto the second page, that's when you see the rest of the companies. The placement where we're going to place you in is part of the results on the first page, Terry. So you're not going to be part of the results on the second, third, or fourth page. You would be coming up as one of the top recommended because that's where we have the position open. Okay?
All right. That makes more sense to me.
All right. That makes more sense to me. All right.
That's where the spot is open, brother. And, I mean, this is what I'll do for you, man. Just, you know, if you're serious about it, you know, just so you can give it a shot. I mean, as a supervisor, I can waive those $99 a setup fee, brother. And we normally don't do that. But, you know, I want you to give it, you know, at least a shot so you can see Google services. I think, you know, that, you know, once you see the difference, you know, from what we do compared to what you have, I promise you that you're probably going to be canceling other services, and it's not going to be us that you'll cancel, I'll tell you.
Right. All
very
right. Well,
straight
up. Yeah, you got a deal then.
All right. Hold on here, brother. Terry, what's your last name?
It's M-O.
Oh.
F is in Frank, and then another F is in Frank, and then E as in Echo.
You know what, brother? Not to jump off subject, but I've dealt with so many last names. I've never seen this one, brother. I don't even want to pronounce it because
it's pronounced Moff.
Moff. Okay.
The E is silent.
I was gonna say Moffy for some reason. Okay.
Yeah, everybody does that. You know, everybody does that. You know.
Okay.
I'm so used to it.
And Terry, what's your email address, brother?
It's my last name, lowercase, of course, and then Terry with a Y at gmail.com.
At Gmail, okay. And you have access to this, right? Because I'm going to send all the confirmation over that way.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And the 352 number, 328-5757, is that a good number to place on Google where the customers can reach you?
Yes, it goes right to me.
Okay, excellent. That's what I wanted to hear. And then what address do you have the business registered to, Terry? Don't worry, we're not going to list this on Google. It's just for our records.
Sure. 872 Southwest Wilson Springs Road. It's like Wilson, like the ball, you know?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that comes up for me with a zip code of 32038.
That's it.
Okay. What times and what days that you wanted to show on Google, Terry, that you're open for business?
Just Monday through Friday. I do 7 in the morning till 7 at night.
7 to 7, okay. And then how many miles, roughly, are you willing to travel outside of Fort White if you get a call? I mean, obviously, like we mentioned earlier, it has to make financial sense. But how far are you willing to travel for a customer if they call? Or you know what,
Go ahead. I'll go up to 50 miles.
50 miles, okay. So about an hour, so forth. About an hour, 20 minutes.
Exactly.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, so and then we're going to make the website for you. Do you have pictures, like, on your phone or anything, Terry, of any of the work that you've done?
Sure thing. You just want me to put them on the email or whatever?
No, I'm gonna send you confirmations right now over to your email, and then I'm glad you mentioned that because later today, one of our IT guys will give you a ring if you have some availability a little later today, and he'll collect those pictures from you. I mean, I'm sure you know what the IT department is, right? They do all the back end work. I mean, they'll build the website. I mean, I called them our computer nerds one time, and I got in trouble, so I can't say that anymore. these are our computer geniuses, right? I mean, they do all the back-end work. They'll build the website. You know, they'll help you with the Facebook. They'll put you on Apple. What time later today were you have, you know, do you have about 20 or 30 minutes to spare, brother?
Yeah, you know, I gotta drive to Orange Park. You know, later this afternoon, so it's going to be really hard for me to do today.
Okay.
I could do tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I was going to say tomorrow. What time tomorrow?
You know, say 9 o'clock. Would that be fine?
Okay. Here, let me check their calendar, brother. Hold on for 1 second here. And the pictures that you have them on your phone, I'm assuming, Terry?
I do.
Okay. Excellent. Perfect. I have a 10 a.m. tomorrow, brother. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, perfect. All righty, bear with me here 1 second. And thank you for being patient, brother. I'm almost done here. Now, I do have to create a password for the account. That is to make sure if you ever call us or we call you that we are only speaking with you, Terry. You get to choose one of these three questions, and whatever answer you provide, that's going to be locked in as the password for this account. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
But my mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Okay.
Which is
perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the name?
Brink. B-R-I-N-K.
Oh, okay. It's like the security company, huh?
Yeah. Without the S. Yeah.
Without the S. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Okay. Brink will be the password to the account. Okay. Perfect. And are you open for sorry, I'm asking you this again. The system just prompts me right now. Are you open for commercial and residential, or just residential, Terry?
Just residential.
Just residential. Okay.
If you ever want to change that,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Commercial, you need at least two people.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I was just going to tell you that. But if you ever do change that, you let us know, and we'll list you a commercial as well, okay, brother?
All right, brother.
Yeah. All righty. And then, Terry, regarding the 249, brother, how did you want to take care of that? Are you using a company card or a personal card?
I got a personal card here.
Okay. Does it say Terry Moff, or does it have, like, a middle initial?
It has a middle initial, but it's my first name is actually Terrence. I just go by Terry.
Okay, Terrence. So it's Terrance.
That's right.
Okay, and what's the middle initial?
It's R, and of course my last name.
Okay. Sorry, I just have to make sure we have this right, since we work with a very secure system. If it doesn't match, it won't accept it. That's the only reason I'm saying, brother. Okay.
Yeah, I understand.
All right. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It is a MasterCard.
MasterCard. Okay. MasterCard, start with a number 5 whenever you're ready, brother.
5171487679897513.
Expiration?
August 28th.
And then there's something called a CC code. It's going to be the last three numbers behind the card, brother.
005. 005. I got a little bit of a cold.
No worries, brother. All right. Stand by for me 1 second, Terry, as I verify that the card you provided is a valid one. And also give me 1 second here so I can remove the programming charge here for $99, because I just seen I haven't removed it, and the last thing I want is that charge to make the way over to you, and then you'd be like, hey, man, what happened here?
Right.
You're like, you liar.
You'd be like, hey, where'd my credibility go?
Right. You're like, oh, man, this is not the right way to start. Okay. Bear with me here 1 second. All right, hold on. Just give me a second so I can remove that.
No problem.
How was your New Year, brother?
It was safe. When you get my age, I'm 52. You know, you kind of just treat it like your birthday, like it's just another day.
Okay. You're 52? Wow, I got to tell you, man. I'm not trying to kiss you. You know what? I mean, you just sound a lot younger, brother. I mean.
Yeah, I get told that all the time. My son tells me when I shave my face, I look like I'm in my early 40s. You know.
Based on your voice, if I judge you with your voice, I thought you were probably like 38, 39. You do sound a lot younger. I guess it depends how you feel, right?
It always is, man. You know, when I was in the Army, you know, man, even when I got out of the Army, I could bench press 350 pounds. I could run 2 miles in less than 12 minutes. I was a machine. I could go on a bender all night and get up the next morning at 5 o'clock and do it all over again. You know, I can't do it anymore like that.
Wow. Hey, how long were you in the service for, brother?
15 years. I took the early out.
Oh, okay. Okay. Did you see combat by any chance?
I was in the Desert Storm War at the end there. You know, I don't know if you remember Desert Storm in the year 91 when it started.
Yeah. When it first started. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I do definitely remember it. Well, you know what? I'm glad you're back, brother. You know, glad you're back.
Oh, yeah. It's nice to get a lot of benefits, I go to the Malcolm Randall VA Center in Gainesville and it doesn't cost me anything except my drive there. You know, it's a nice, you know, not to have to pay for health insurance nowadays, you know.
And how is the VA, man? Do they treat you guys pretty fair? Would you say the VA is pretty awesome?
Well, you know, if you're retired, then the VA is great because, you know, they're a slow process. So they'll get the job done. You just got to be patient about the time. They act like people are all retired that go there. So, you know, he's like, hey, I work. I still work and everything, you know. So apart from that, they're okay.
Okay, because I hear different things from different vets that I spoke with. Some speak highly of it, some don't, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of like, well, let's say if it has its good and bad, but you know, the main thing is you get treatment, and, you know, these guys, they don't pay nothing for it, and, you know, for what you're paying, it's not bad. And it depends on what it is, too. Like, I had a hemorrhoidectomy a few years ago, because I started working out with heavy weights again. And then when I was, you know, bathing in my nether regions, I felt something that didn't feel right. And I'm like, I kind of got scared, right? And I didn't know what it was from. So I went to the doctor, and he says, well, you're due for a cameraing down in there, right? And while they're there, you know, if they see anything, they'll take care of it. And everybody's, like, talking like it's just going to be a walk in the park, and it's just a regular thing that just happens all the time, like it's no big deal. And then you get there, come out of the procedure, And the meds wear off, and you go to the bathroom for the first time, and you're screaming your bloody head off trying to hold onto the vanity. And you're leaking for a month out of your butt blood, you know, or so. You know, you're like, oh, my God, why didn't they tell me something?
That's insane, brother. I couldn't, man, I would be freak out, man. Like.
Yeah, I still don't go to the bathroom right.
Sorry to hear that.
I tell you. Yeah, man, you know.
I got to read our disclosure.
At least
to you
I
right
can
quick.
Laugh about it now. There's got to be some nice video of it. They took me to take a video of the whole thing so you can see your whole plumbing insides, right? That's like, man, I got some pretty clean plumbing. But I guarantee the exit ain't looking that good. They didn't even show that picture.
Oh, man. Sorry, I didn't mean to laugh, brother. But anyhow,
man, it's funny.
I got to read this disclosure to you really quick. It's pretty brief. I'm going to walk you through what is called the voice verification. The reason behind this is that we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement as an added form of protection. I'm going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything you don't understand, ask me to clarify it, Terry. I'll be more than happy to do so. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. The call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance, and also, of course, to outline the service that you'll receive with Local Splash. To make sure I did have everything correct, Terry, can you please verify the name of the company?
A+ Water & More, LLC.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
My name is Terrence Robert Moff. I am the owner.
Perfect. Are you an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of A+ Water & More, LLC?
So what are we agreeing to now?
It's just the month-to-month service. It's not a contract. It's a month-to-month service. That's
okay.
All it is.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, okay. And keep in mind that all the call is being monitored and recorded, brother, okay, for quality assurance. So
yeah.
You can always hold me to it, okay?
I just, you know, if there's no contract or anything, it's like, well, what do we have to do this for?
Right, right. You know? No, it's just for verification, make sure that I took all the, you know, information right from you. If at any point, you know, the company name doesn't match on Google or anything, they just play the recording
back.
Oh,
I got you.
You know. Yeah.
Something that'll make me mad.
Yeah. Okay. And are you an authorized party on the billing account you provided?
I am.
Okay, perfect. To get the results as fast as possible, Terry, we ask that you're also involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
I definitely will.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward. All we ask is that at any point, if you do bring another company on board, that you keep us in the loop. Okay.
All right.
Your initial payment term will be processed today for the generous discounted rate that I did here for you at $249. Your secondary payment is not due until February 13th, and that's your flat rate, $249. Keep in mind, Terry, that this is not a contract, and you have the right to stop the service at any time if you're not happy. Okay. All we ask is that if you ever wanted to stop or cancel the service, that you give us a call to our customer service number. It's the same one that I text you the link from, the 877-635-6225. That's our customer service number, brother. So make sure you save that. Okay? Perfect. All right. Bear with me here one quick second. All right. And maybe, Local Splash, correct. Local Splash Marketing Services, Google Partner. So you can just put Local Splash Google Partner. In a second, you're going to start getting text messages. You're going to start getting emails saying, welcome to the company, welcome on board. I'm sure you're familiar with those. You're going to get a particular email that you do need to fill out that's going to say that you give us permission to call you and that all the information you provided is yours and it's correct. If you have 2 minutes, Terry, I can walk you through that. That way, when you get a call from the IT guys, they'll save you about 10 or 15 minutes on the phone. If not, you know, they'll walk you through it. But if you have, like I said, about 2 minutes right now, I can walk you through that. That way, when you get a call tomorrow, you know, it can save you 10 or 15 minutes. If you have time right now. If not, I mean, you can deal with
that.
Okay. Yeah, I normally like to help my clients because it just makes things so much easier when they get a call. You know, so bear with me here 1 second. Let me double check if you got the email. Yep, you got it already. It's showing me that it was sent. You're going to get a few of them, but it's the first one that I, it says Local Splash Initial Invoice. When you open that up, it's going to say, hello, Terry, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Let me know when you're looking at that.
I'm looking at it.
Okay. Right underneath that, you're going to see, what you want to look for is the little blue link that says, please click here to accept subscription terms.
All right.
And click on that. And hopefully you find it. If you went down and it says access your dashboard, you went down a little too further. It's a little bit higher than that.
All right.
Yeah. Click here to accept terms, I believe it says. And it's like little blue letters.
Yep, I already did.
All right, so when you do that, it's going to take you to a different page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. What you want to do is look for your phone number to the bottom left. Let me know when you see your number, brother.
Ooh.
It's going to say mobile phone, and then it's going to show your phone number.
What was that under?
Mobile phone, and then you're looking for your
phone
number.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but I clicked the two tabs for the phone number that's underneath the phone number where I agree with the SMS messages.
Oh, okay. You agree. Okay. That certify that you're the card holder. Okay. Well, I didn't know you were there already. You're working a little faster than I am, so that's good. Right underneath that, maybe about 3 or 4 sentences down, it's going to say signature, and then right next to signature, it's going to say Terrence R. Muff. Do you see your name?
Yeah, okay, I clicked on it now, but it doesn't say that.
Right there where your name is, right underneath your name, you got to click on that and type your name exactly how it shows on there. Terrence R. Muff. So capital T.
I'll type it in there because it doesn't let me move it.
Oh, turn the phone sideways, Terry.
Oh, okay.
That normally does it.
I typed it in anyway. I'll confirm it.
Yeah,
I
let me know.
Typed it in there.
Okay, let me know when you confirm it. It should take you to another page where it's going to ask you for your username and password and credentials. Let me know if you see that. If you see that, it means you did it correct.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yep. I'm there.
Okay. Perfect. So you're all set, brother. Tomorrow that you get a call from the IT guys, they will provide you with the passwords and credentials, which can allow you access to our dashboard. Our dashboard is where you're going to be able to see how many people click on the Google listing, how many calls you're getting from Google. I mean, everything that we see on our back end, you'll be able to see it as well, brother. So, let me be the first one to say, welcome to the family, Terry. You know, we look forward in having a long-term relationship with A+, and we know that the only way, you know, of doing that is by producing results, brother. I do want to take an opportunity to say thank you to you for giving us a shot. You know, hopefully, you know, whether that contract goes through for you or not, man, I think you're going to be happy with Google services, but I'm sure depending on how busy you are at that point, you'll determine whether you keep the services or not, right? Because I understand that if you're being extremely busy, then, like you said, at some point you have to consider that you're working solo, right? So, but,
right.
Yeah. But again, Terry, like I said, man, hopefully, you know, you're able to keep the Google services because I think you're going to be pretty happy with them, brother. And I'm not just saying that because I work here. I'm saying that because I see the results from everyone all the time. You know, the thousands and thousands of customers that I work with, you know, they're all happy, man. I mean, I'm not saying, hey.
Well, Mario, I know they got you in the spot, buddy. I can see why, you know, very clairvoyant. You articulate your words very well and precise. And you were good off the cuff based on what the person's question is. So there's no hand, no doubt about you're in the right field for you. You know, and I appreciate you giving me the discounts and everything.
Thank you, Terry, man. Believe me, that means a lot, brother. And, you know, a lot of the times I review the calls and I appreciate those comments because obviously, you know, our supervisors and management, when, you know, if they review our calls and they hear these comments coming from clients, I mean, they definitely go a long way with us. I mean, we're not commission-based, right? We're not sitting here and, you know, forcing people. A lot of these companies do that because as soon as you say yes, they get a commission. I mean, it doesn't work, you know, doesn't work like that here with us, but, you know, either way, like I said, thank you for your words, brother. They really mean a lot. And again, just do me a favor. Make sure that you get that phone call at 10 a.m. Don't miss it. I will send you, I'll shoot you a Google Calendar reminder. Just says, hey, Terry, you have an appointment with Local Splash at 10 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah, at that time.
If
yeah,
you
make
want
sure
RSVP, that's fine.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I'll send you a Google
Okay, yeah, that's fine. You know, I won't forget though, but yeah, you know, that's great.
Okay. Yeah, and if you're able to have your phone on standby when you get a call from our IT guys, have it there with your, you know, with your pictures because, you know, we will call you, and they're going to build the website. And the good thing is that since we have to follow Google guidelines, even if you leave at any point, Terry, and you decide to part ways with us, we're obligated to sell you that domain for the website for $99. And then you only pay that one time, and that domain will be yours always. So that's a good thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they can't make another domain the same. Oh, yeah. That's always good.
That's correct. Yeah, so you'll have that rights to that domain. So you'll have your own website, you know. For $99, you can't beat that, man. Yeah.
Yeah, man. That's perfect.
Okay, Terry, again, brother, thank you so much, man. We'll be in touch tomorrow, 10 a.m. Again, brother, thank you for the opportunity. Look forward to working with you. And, you know, I really mean when I say this, man, it was a pleasure, brother.
All right, buddy. Have a good day, man. Thank you.
All right, Terry, you do the same now. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.